Passage 5. The gorilla is something of a paradox in the African scene. One thinks one knows him very well. For 100 years or more, he has been killed, captured, and imprisoned in zoos. His bones have been mounted in natural history museums everywhere, and he has always exerted a strong fascination upon scientists and romantics alike. He is the stereotyped monster of the horror films and the adventure books, and an obvious, though not perhaps strictly scientific, link with our ancestral past. Yet the fact is we know very little about gorillas. No really satisfactory photograph has ever been taken of one in a wild state. No zoologist, however intrepid, has been able to keep the animal under close and constant observation in the dark jungles in which he lives. Carl Akeley, the American naturalist, led 2 expeditions in the 1920s and now lies buried among the animals he loved so well. But even he was unable to discover how long the gorilla lives or how or why it dies, nor was he able to define the exact social pattern of the family groups or indicate the final extent of their intelligence. All this and many other things remain almost as much a mystery as they were when the French explorer Du Chaillu first described the animal to the civilized world a century ago. The abominable snowman who haunts the imagination of climbers in the Himalayas is hardly more elusive. Alan Moorhead, No Room in the Ark.